Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Zammit, filling in for Joel Dusha, who is filling in for Joel Zammit now and maybe forever.
Spooky. So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about something that I suppose is a medical mystery. We're going to talk about a fella from the late 1800s. Went by the name of Torreya. He was a French guy, and he had this insatiable appetite. Literally insatiable. He just ate everything and anything. We're talking roadkill, we're talking rocks, we're talking nails. He would just consume everything and he showed no ill effects.
So he would... So he just ate anything.
Anything and
everything.
He didn't
just eat like things that are edible.
No.
For him, everything was edible.
Everything was edible and he'd do it as like a parlor trick.
Okay.
He would be like, hey, check this out. And he'd eat like a chicken, bones and all. And so be like, there you go.
Is it a parlor trick or is it like he was just hungry constantly?
No, he was also hungry constantly. But it worked out. It was kind of like a fitty-fitty. You know, people were impressed and also he'd satisfied his hunger for a brief second.
Okay.
So with that knowledge,
yeah.
Opinions under the table.
Yeah, always under the... Yep.
Always got them opinions under the table in your box. Mm-hmm. What do we think could be going on wrong with Torreya here?
I believe he can eat these things. Nails and rocks, while they're not good for you, I believe you can eat them.
Very doable. I remember he was in the Guinness World Records of someone who ate a plane, like a light plane. Over a course of however many months.
I always feel like with that, he didn't eat the plane at one go, so it doesn't count.
Same.
Like, I could eat a plane by that rule, you know?
Lube it up, shove it down my throat.
Struggle.
Yeah, well, I could eat, not at once, but like, over the course of 10 years, I could eat a plane.
That said, people like competitive eaters, isn't like generally their stomach is a little, it's a little bit built differently than the huge, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, it's got like, it's a
about
bit
stronger.
Training
it, I think.
There's like the acidic levels in it is a bit different, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think maybe just something medically wrong with him. I don't know about, I can't explain the hunger.
Medically right.
Or medically right. I can't explain the hunger, but I think just, you know, maybe he was just something, his body was
well, nobody's ever tried to explain Torreya as anything supernatural. That's not the assumption. Yeah. It sounds like it should be because...
Oh, sorry. Full of ghosts.
Too many hungry ghosts.
Too many hungry,
hungry ghosts.
He was born as his mother was dying from starvation.
He's a Wendigo.
And he's a Wendigo. So, I think something medically?
Yeah.
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 What about you?
Like I said, I believe he ate, could eat these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think insatiable hunger is maybe just like he eats these things and people are like, whoa, that's
man, he's
up.
Hungry.
Yeah, man, he must be really hungry or something like that. Maybe it even started like a joke and it just like, I don't know, maybe he brought it in to give himself he's like, oh, I'm hungry all the time. He's not actually.
So that's part of
the trick.
Him.
But how big was he?
Is he a fat man? He never put on weight. He would eat banquets. He would eat, like, in a sitting, he could have two, like, roast birds. He could have massive salads. He could have creams and cakes and all the like. He would never put on any weight. He always remained late 1800s. When was the Spanish-American War?
Late 1800s.
Late 1800s.
I'm kind of... Why is that a reference point? But
He served in the Spanish-American War. I wish I'd just never explained that.
He's like, oh, he ate the corpses in the... all right. Okay.
I feel like he probably... I think, not to generalize, but things were better back in my day. I think maybe he just got more exercise, maybe?
Yeah, like, maybe.
If he's having a banquet every day and not losing weight or not gaining weight... Fair, if he's having like a couple banquets.
Well, I think it's understood that the amount of food he was eating should have caused him to put on weight, but it never did.
Did he fake it? Was he just like one of these? I want to turn on the side and be like, oh, wait, loving this umbrella.
Wait a
Pushing
minute,
it down the back,
wait
hiding it away.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So like, can eat whatever. Like, I feel like that's eating whatever is almost explained.
Yeah.
I feel like he just can. What if? There's a condition. I forget what it's called. I'm going to say it wrong, or I'm not going to say the right one. Maybe cerebral palsy or something. There's some condition where your body just like burns through energy very, very quickly, and so you get hungry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he had that.
Okay.
Well, there is like a...
And that would also explain why he's so thin.
There is like a woman, you kind of see her. She kind of looks like she's anorexic, but she's not. She's just got, I forget the medical
condition. Yeah, it's some condition.
But like, it's just, she burns. Like, she can't put on any weight.
Well, Torreira is never described as like...
So she looks...
Dangerously
very
thin.
Very frail. Yeah, that's my... Because again, she looks very frail and that kind of stuff. But if he... So he looked like a average run-of-the-mill person.
Yeah. What's his name, son? Breaking Bad. What's for breakfast?
Yeah.
Walt. Walt Jr.
Walt Jr. He has that condition.
Okay. Yeah, cerebral palsy.
He looks normal. Yeah. But like, he needs to eat a lot.
No, really? Cerebral palsy? You have to eat a lot? Is that right?
I must be maybe I'm thinking of a different condition.
I don't think it's cerebral palsy.
All right, I may be thinking of a different condition.
Okay, so there's a little more to him physically. He always had the smell of rotten eggs wherever he went.
Sulfur.
It just emanated from his body, rotting eggs.
Rotten eggs are sulfur, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Or actual rotten eggs. Either or.
A demon.
A Satan.
Like
poor hygiene.
Like, again, I was a being that it's a medical thing. Now I'm like 10% demon.
He was always incredibly sweaty. His body was covered in this very thick sweat, and the sweat is actually what smelt. That's what
sounds like it could be a condition.
5% demon.
Well, I'm assuming it's a medical condition and not.
I wish I had my
wizards.
Phone on me that I could look
Yeah,
it
I
up.
Wish I had my phone on me as well.
I forget what the condition's called. I read an article about it a while ago, so like, you know, my recollection is a bit hazy, but I do remember that this person
Damn it.
Eat a lot. The only other thing the only fact that I haven't mentioned so far that I remember is that in the article, this guy said that he crapped a lot. Has he ever mentioned, did anything mention that he crapped a lot?
No.
Well,
there you go. Yeah, it just seems that it's a very much a medical condition or someone in his past maybe made a deal with the devil.
Did a sneaky devil bone. Sneaky
devil bone.
Maybe he threw up a lot.
Oh, that's also what I was going to say.
Consume?
Like a bulimic.
Okay. So let me get a list. There's a good list. Get out of here. I'm not donating to your Wikipedia.
Oh, man.
Close.
Nails going down is only worse. Is only better than nails coming up.
Mm. Okay.
What's the nutritional value of a nail? Can't be that.
Big. Iron.
Exactly.
Able to eat vast amount of meat. He was constantly hungry. His parents could not provide for him. He was turned out of home.
Yep.
He traveled France in the company of a band of thieves and prostitutes before becoming a warm-up act for a traveling charlatan. He would swallow cork, stones, live animals, and whole basketfuls of apples.
Again, like, that's just like a party trick. A bad party trick, but a party trick.
It just sounds like
hey, look at this chihuahua.
He joined the French Revolutionary War. So not the Spanish-American War.
Okay.
There was another fellow who had a very similar condition in the Spanish-American War. That's why I'm getting confused. Military rations, unable to satisfy his large appetite. He would eat any available food from gutters and refuse heaps, but his condition deteriorated through hunger. He was exhausted, and that's when, and this was something I was going to discuss, he started to be experimented on by a lot of scientists of the day, doctors who were like, what's happening?
So hang on, he'd eat stuff from the gutters.
Yeah, he would eat.
And he wouldn't get sick?
Yeah. He never got sick.
Or maybe he got sick, but like, people
I think as long as it was, you know, sort of...
Okay, hang on. How about...
Oh, that's right. Now I'm reading about how gross he looked.
How about tapeworms?
Tapeworms... I mean, if he had a lot of them, potentially.
Like, or a parasite who would eat, you know, they'd eat the food before you would eat the food.
Surely a doctor would find a tapeworm, though.
Yeah, okay.
He was described, here's a description of him. He was described as having unusually soft hair and an abnormally wide mouth in which his teeth were heavily stained. Gross. When he had not eaten, his skin would hang so loosely that he could wrap the fold of skin from his abdomen around his waist. When full, his abdomen would distend like a huge balloon. The skin of his cheeks was wrinkled and hung loosely, and when stretched out, he could hold 12 eggs or apples in his mouth. His body was hot to the touch, and he sweated heavily, constantly suffering from a foul body odor. He was described as stinking to such a degree that he could not be endured within a distance of 20 paces. It would get noticeably worse, the smell, after he had food, and a visible vapor would rise from his body. He would then become lethargic during times that he would belch noisily, and his jaw would make swallowing motions.
He's a snake. He's a snake man. That's what snakes do. They eat really big. And then, like, because again, if you're thinking about it, so he's not gaining fat or anything. If he's eating large meals, his body's, like, his stomach's distending,
mm-hmm.
and then his skin stretching. So when he shits that out or whatever, it's just wrapping him, the skin's hanging.
He was described as well. You were saying shitting. Mm-hmm. He actually was. He was suffering from chronic diarrhea.
I think he just shits it all out then. Maybe his body, it was just bad at uptaking nutrients.
I think he just has that disease. Maybe he also had poor hygiene. A lot of the
Crohn's?
No.
Crohn's
disease. Well, I'll give you the disease that people think that he might have had.
Yeah. I wish I knew more about medicine.
Hyperthyroidism is apparently the
leading.
It comes from a damaged amygdala, and that's the leading theory as to what medical condition he suffered from.
A lot of the things like the smell and having a distended stomach, being able to wrap his skin or whatever. A lot of that sounds like. Maybe if you saw the person, it would just sound like, you know, flowery language.
You'd be like, that's an appropriate, you know...
While not incorrect, like, this sentence feels like it's been a little exaggerated.
No, for sure. Okay, so when he was with doctors, when the doctors had grabbed him. Okay, so first off, because old-timey doctors just did whatever the fuck, they were like, let's see what we can get him to eat.
Fair enough.
Okay, so... he was hospitalized, became subject to a series of medical experiments to test his eating capacity, in which, among other things, he ate a meal intended for 15 people in a single sitting. He ate live cats, snakes, lizards, and puppies, and swallowed an eel whole without chewing.
Goes down easy.
Despite unusual diet, he was of normal size and appearance and showed no sign of mental illness, other than what can be described as an apathetic temperament.
Oh, we all got that.
What's one sitting?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But I'm assuming sitting is like within an hour or two.
Yeah.
That's not going to be like a long time, a sitting.
Yeah. However long you take to eat, you know, a meal.
Yeah, I like to meander.
After his time in the hospital, or maybe this was during his time as a soldier, General Alexandre de Bahamanis decided to put Therese's abilities to military use, and he was employed as a courier by the French army.
Military use.
With the intention that he would swallow documents, pass through enemy lines, and recover them from his stool once he safely arrived at the destination. Unfortunately for Therese, he could not speak German. On his first mission, he was captured by the Prussian forces, severely beaten, and underwent a mock execution before being returned to French lines. That's just a little bit of fun history about Therese's life.
Eat these documents! Aye, shit.
So, after that...
Mock execution, anyway.
They pretend to execute you. Just it's like a psychological thing to fuck with you.
So, after that experience, he was like, I got to sort out my eating problem.
So, wait, the Germans just didn't think anything was wrong with him?
I guess not.
That's kind of funny.
You're German, you capture that person. All you want is to get rid of him as quickly as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Or Prussian, not German, I guess.
So, after that, he decided he was going to treat his condition. So the way he did, he tried, there was like a lot of different methods people tried to use to cure him.
Okay.
None of them worked. They were laudanum, so basically like painkillers.
Poison. Yeah. Oh, am I thinking of something else?
Now, isn't laudanum a poison?
Yeah, it's like a
drug, laudanum.
I thought it was a heavy metal.
No, it's like opium.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Tobacco pills?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, classic. Wine vinegar and my favorite, soft boiled eggs.
Clearly not your favorite. You hate eggs.
No, but like...
How was...
What?
How?
Why? Why are they like, God, he's eating so much?
Maybe one of the doctors assumed what Zam had assumed and thought that he was a snake person.
maybe it's like, you smell like eggs. If we feed you eggs, that's clearly what your body wants.
Well, I figure what it must have been is they're like...
your body smells like the thing you want?
Maybe.
Maybe they're like, you're so hungry and soft-boiled eggs are easy to make. We'll make heaps of eggs for you.
Yeah, like, I wonder if there's any... I trust
these doctors.
Any kind of experiment or whatever, or a solution, would be like, let's just see how much we can
That's
feed him.
What I would assume is your go-to.
And I would just keep eat this whole loaf of bread. Another.
Keep filling him up.
Yeah, see what happens.
If you hit a point where he'll stop being hungry.
Yeah. But that's what I would have done.
So.
Actually, I would have probably cut open his stomach.
Well, just you wait, because we get an internal look at Terea in a bit. Ooh. Before that, none of those worked. And they couldn't keep him on. They were like, well, I know. Tobacco pills didn't get him good. And they were like,
soft-boiled eggs, though, Jack.
They were like, we'll keep him on a controlled diet.
Yeah.
So that'll be on us. But they actually just couldn't. He got so hungry that he would break out. He would sneak out and scavenge for offal in gutters.
Why is there offal in gutters?
Rubbish heaps and outside butcher shops. He attempted to drink the blood of other patients in the hospitals and to eat the corpses in the hospital morgue.
Hang on, wait. You really just, you skipped over one, then made another thing that it was worth. Hang on.
He attempted to drink the blood of other patients in the hospital and eat the corpses in the hospital morgue.
How did he attempt to drink blood?
Presumably it would have been hooked up to an IV.
Maybe they're like taking blood for blood tests. Stuff
sucks
like that.
On the IV.
And then ate corpses, you said.
Yep. After being suspected of eating a toddler...
Excuse me?
He was ejected from the hospital.
No, external.
So I've looked a bit into the story. It's not here on Wikipedia, but there was a woman. She brought a child there because the child was sick. She was quite poor or something. I forget the story completely. The child was there on its own. The woman had to go. I think that she was too poor to stay in the hospital, something like that. Teresa snuck out. Child got killed and at.
Wait, are they sure he got killed or just went missing?
Well, the idea is that he got killed net, but I think he just went missing. But they were very close to Terea in terms of space in the hospital.
But like, so the kid went missing, but
Terea sneaks out at night. This is, I guess, the sequence of events. Terea sneaks out at night. Nobody knows where he goes. Goes back to his room. Come morning, child's missing. Everyone's like, I'm going to put two and two together. Guy was so hungry, he ate a kid. Okay.
That poor, terrified child.
He's eating puppies, live eels at this point. Yeah.
So, 4 years later, in Versailles, he reappeared after being ejected from the hospital. Mm-hmm. He was suffering tuberculosis and he died shortly afterwards following a lengthy bout of real furious diarrhea.
What a way to go. Shot himself to death.
Kid punching him from the inside.
Shot himself inside out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shot himself Disney's inside.
He was particularly fond of snake meat, apparently. That was like one of his faves.
Interesting.
Eating snake.
falls into my theory quite well.
So apparently, there's just a bit on his childhood here. He ate a quarter of a bull. Okay.
Man, that snake man theory is starting to get some traction, isn't it?
We joke, but yes.
So, let's talk about what he looked like inside.
Yeah, so he died, then they did an autopsy.
Yep, he died.
Thank Christ.
Okay. So, after he disappeared, 4 years later, the hospital where they attempted to cure him was contacted. And they were like, he's dead. This person you had, one of your old patients, has passed. No, he's just sick. And when the doctor arrived, Terea was like, I swallowed a golden fork. And I think that golden fork is lodged inside of me because I haven't passed it and I think it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Later, he had explosive diarrhea and died.
Oh,
the corpse rotted quickly and the surgeons of the hospital refused to dissect it.
You sons of bitches!
Hang on. Okay. However, one of the doctors that had worked him in the hospital wanted to find out how Terea differed from a normal person.
Fucking good.
And I was also curious as to whether the gold fork was actually inside him.
I like that has a... Like, he's a medical marvel, but no, gold fork.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on there. So, his gullet, so this whole business, was abnormally large. It was wide, and when his jaws were open, they could see down a broad canal into his stomach.
Fucking gross.
His body was found to be filled with pus. His liver and gallbladder were abnormally large.
Hang on. Body was filled with pus.
I'm assuming that just means that he was very rotted.
Mm. Yeah, that could be anything.
His stomach was enormous and covered in ulcers.
Well, yeah, he kept eating things he shouldn't.
And it, most of his abdominal cavity...
Jesus.
Most of his abdominal cavity was stomach.
Okay.
The fork was never found.
Oh.
So, that's the story of Torre.
And that's all the autopsy
that's
was.
Nothing all we
like,
know.
About, like, the pH levels of his, the
stomach. It was the late 1800s. Kind of, they could
I
have looked more into it.
I don't trust any of these fucking doctors, to be honest.
I don't trust any doctors. It's
the
all...
Tests
yeah.
I do my own medical stuff.
Nah, the tests they ran, the cures they tried, fuck them. These doctors... I consider them an unreliable narrator at best.
Not fair. Have there been any other cases like this in more modern times?
Not in more modern times, but around the same time, in the same war, there was another guy who had a very similar
condition.
I'm trying to find his name, but I yes.
Add another kind of theory
Adam
to my
Khan,
list.
No.
Okay. Whoa. What's your other theories, Armin?
I don't know. Keep going.
Okay. If I can just find the guy's name.
You writing down your theories?
Yes.
I'm going to write down my theories.
Whilst he was at war, he would break into the medical tents and eat the poultices.
What's a poultice? Oh,
like
yep,
the...
Yep.
So, yes. Well, the leading...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Theory as to what the fuck was happening with Torreya was that he had damage to his amygdala and his brain, which caused that other medical condition, and it just made him ravenous, and he just wouldn't stop eating.
Okay. And I guess with the shitty diarrhea, I guess his body wasn't absorbing anything.
It's, I suppose.
And also, there must be like a mental compulsion because he's like, I don't know where this golden fork went. I ate the golden fork, but I haven't passed it. So I guess he was knowing that stuff he was eating, he was passing, so he wasn't getting anything out of it. So it was like an oral fixation of like eating stuff.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. So, although you could also argue that perhaps after he'd left the hospital, he needed to make money. That's his talent. He's like, I'll eat a golden fork, whatever.
I'll put it in my mouth.
And then he carks it because, well, actually, they never found the golden fork, which, I don't know, adds it lends it this weird air of almost a fairy tale. Like, where was the golden fork? So what are your theories?
Okay.
What are your current go-tos? So
my current go-to is that it is a medical condition. Like, okay. I'm almost like,
I think we can almost 100% not agree. Yet.
Like, it is everything
here.
Either
a medical condition or a curse.
Medical condition, snake man.
Yeah, it's a medical condition, but I don't think it's just one. I think it might be a myriad of medical conditions. And I think there's also a part of it, which is a mental condition as well.
Yeah.
So I think that it'd be the medical condition, which is where, you know, hey, because like, his physiology is so different to me and you. You know, his mouth is wide, his skin is all this kind of stuff. Clearly his stomach was, you know, designed to do this, basically. His stomach was, that's, you know, he's got a giant stomach, so he's going to fill it.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing because his stomach was so covered in ulcers, that's not absorbing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, or so the ulcers just came from, you eat enough rocks, your body's going to revolt.
Yeah.
Grind that shit up.
So I'm guessing he wasn't getting any nutrients at all, which is probably why he was dying. I mean, feeling very sick and the diarrhea. Also, I am curious how he wasn't more ill if he's eaten gutter offal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm with you. Like, I don't think you can eat something out of a gutter without copping, like, some kind of sickness. But it seems like he was also a very sick man his whole life.
Yeah.
So you don't know if they sort of played into each other.
So I'm pretty sure that it's a medical condition, or at least several medical conditions rolled into one. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the leading theory. However.
Okay.
Yeah.
10% of me is like, Satan?
The actual Satan or one of his many minions?
I think one of his many minions, just because of the sulfur smell.
The sulfur smell.
The sulfur smell is like, maybe Satan.
The strange distended body.
This distended body, eating the dead, and a child.
And a kid, maybe.
And a kid, maybe. And also drinking the blood of others.
I'll be with you. There's a 10% chance of me that's like, maybe not Satan, but like something else.
Something else. Another part of me, if like, now this is probably, I'd say 15%,
because
it's a bit more than the Satan. A snake man.
Okay.
Clearly, you know, we evolved from like,
I go snake man before I went Satan.
So I'm saying,
yeah.
15% snake man, 10% Satan.
So I'm like, clearly we evolved from apes. He might not have.
He came from
a snake.
Mama fucked a snake.
Mama fucked a snake, or grandpappy fucked a snake.
Well, what is interesting
fucked a snake.
About Terrell, I guess, is that it's clearly from childhood. When he was a kid, he ate a bullock, like quarter of it. So it's not like something he's developed. It's something he was clearly born with, whatever it is.
And his favorite meat was snake, which is just like huh? What is that about?
But my favorite meat's not human.
But you would eat human.
I know of. I've never had man, so.
And like the way he was eating and described eating, like if you've ever seen a snake eat, it sounded very snake-like.
Certainly swallowing an eel whole.
Yeah, swallowing eel whole, belly getting distended, the jaw making the like the kind of movement. But that happens when you feed a snake. And my last theory, and I think this may be the most out there theory.
Yeah, okay.
Because this just ties down to the fact that there was another lad.
Yeah,
there was another lad at the same time who did the same thing. So, bear with me.
Okay.
A mystical comet.
Oh, yes.
That entered our atmosphere and somehow affected just these two people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe from the dog planet?
Okay.
Maybe from Planet X?
Yep, sure.
I do not know.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with them.
But
It
turned them into hunger demons.
Where's that on the percentage?
4%.
Okay, well, that's better than nothing. All right, so Zamich theories are medical condition, snake man, Satan, alien, basically.
Satan or his many minions.
Yeah.
There's a 1 in 25 chance that was it. It was the dog planet comet.
What about you, Adam, my fine feathered friend?
So, my leading idea is that a lot of this hunger stuff can be explained through, like, the condition I was saying before. Still can't remember its name. But that, or, as you were suggesting before, possibly damage to his amygdala.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm leaning towards this other disease, because I do remember it, like, you're hungry because your body is just, like,
burning energy.
Yeah, it keeps burning energy at a rapid rate. So that might be why he's so thin. All of these features that he has, like gauntness, shallow skin, even the wide mouth or whatever, I think are just side effects. Like, you eat enough rocks, Your body like begins to revolt but compensate at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And take all the characteristics of a snake.
I mean, yeah.
I feel like...
He sounds like a He-Man villain.
It does.
You know, he just sounds like a He-Man villain. It feels like
it's such a villainous... Like, it's hard to believe that it was real.
Yeah.
It's such like a monster.
Mm. You talk about him like eating a live eel or puppies and shit like that, and you're like, oh, he was a snake. He was eating whatever was tacked down. Those doctors asked him to eat those things,
that is
if
true.
You'll recall.
No, he was eating puppies beforehand.
Well, puppies is slightly...
Toddler, new. Adam. Toddler.
Well, yeah. It could have also been part condition or something like that.
Okay.
Because certainly he wasn't getting medical help, either physical or psychiatric.
Yeah. Well...
Also, we have the proof of the toddler.
That's true. The toddler, we apparently have proof of the blood drinking, but not of the toddler.
It's an assumption, not proof.
But I get it. If you're a doctor, like, you can just imagine that. You're a doctor at this place. Everyone's terrified because there's that guy you can feed live eels. And a kid goes missing. And you're in there. You're in your fucking office. You're like, man, where did that kid go? And then somebody's like, you know, Therese just down the hall.
Imagine this. Someone else is a murderer. Likes to kill kids. Kills this kid is like good scapegoat.
Yeah, blame it on Tahrir.
Oh, I guess.
Well, it's interesting you said that psychologically, you know, he didn't get help. But apparently, and this is from other sources that I've read, mentally, he was pretty fine.
Really? Which,
yeah, mentally, bizarrely.
How do you eat a kid and be
for
fine?
For the time.
For the time, he was fine. And the kid eating was never proven.
Did psychology exist in those days?
No, but like from... of course not. Nobody psychologically... Well, it did, but probably not in the... quite the right sense.
Sanatoriums.
Mm. Yeah. But like from people's interactions with them. Yeah, like he wasn't, which if he'd had the damage to the amygdala, this is the one like little damning piece of evidence toward that being the theory or the explanation is that if he'd had that damage to his amygdala, he would nowhere near have been able to function as well as he did as a human being in society.
Mm. All right.
Well, you're saying he also like falls in with charlatans, thieves and stuff early on. I think maybe he just doesn't have a lot of morals.
Yeah.
And like...
Thought eating a kid was all right.
If he did, yes. But like he stands to gain nothing by letting these people, their tests help him. This is how he makes his living?
Yeah.
That's true.
So maybe he eats, maybe he thinks that like going to the doctors, the doctors can't cure me. I still eat puppies and shit like that. Maybe he thought that might help him or something
potentially.
Like that.
So as to his reputation.
But you got to remember that by that point, he'd come back from the Prussian War where he'd been captured by proto-Nazis, and that was the reason he went to the doctor by his own word, I guess, was because he's like, I've had a real bad time caused by my eating habits. I've got to cure it. So you'd think,
I've had enough of war. I want to restart my career with a bang by saying doctors can't cure me.
Yeah, that's good. It could be just a publicity
thing. That's actually a good point. My only argument against it would be that. And Tahrir might not have necessarily known, but hospitals back then, like, you kind of only got let go when they decided. So if he's like, I'm jump-starting my career.
Well, that's why he ate a kid.
Gotta get out of here. Oh.
I've done my bit.
New theory.
Yep.
And this needs help from you.
If it's another slash man thing, I'm not interested.
Well, what is weak to gold...
Oh, and, my.
And maybe absorbs gold. But what is weak to gold? What kind of creature is weakness is gold?
And don't
say man.
I don't. But, I don't know. Like, a more valuable werewolf, maybe. I know.
A vampire that doesn't actually know what it's weak to.
Because... If it is the golden fork that killed him,
that's how they vanquished the beast.
What kind of creature or beast is weakness is gold?
I'll see. I'll look. I mean, like, I don't know why I'm entertaining this theory, but I guess our opinions are in a box for a reason.
Box. It's just, hey, you know, once all other theories are... explored. It's sometimes the most
what
wild
monster
theory.
Is weak to gold.
What once you have eliminated the
that's the one.
Once you have eliminated the likely, all that is left is the unlikely.
There we go. This boy knows.
What's that from? Monster Hunter 3.
I feel like it's a Sherlock quote, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's Sherlock Holmes.
Ah,
yeah.
There you go.
So, hang on.
Let's Sherlock this. What is clearly...
Once you have eliminated the impossible or possible, what you have left or something. It's a bit longer than that, yeah. Ah, people will message us in. Feel free to message us in at Zoe Bellotta.
I can't find it. I don't think any monsters are weak to gold. What monsters are weak to forks? That's the question you should ask. Don't say man. So.
Oh, did you not have a monster?
No, he wanted to know what was weak to gold. That's like, a fair thought.
It's just the next theory he has is like clearly his weakness was a gold fork.
It's what
he
got
fucking
him.
Ate a quarter of a bull and a small child, but a fucking fork.
A
got
gold
him?
Fork is a metal sharp instrument.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A fork got him. So okay.
Well, they never found the fork.
Exactly. So clearly it was a magical fork.
Maybe he had passed it and didn't know.
It's always possible. So
that is true.
Again, I don't know specifically, and I've given you the theories. Adam is very much onto something with the idea that a lot of it could be exaggerated. The 1800s is not a great time for fact-checking. The idea that he ate a baby, the idea that even he ate corpses and blood is the kind of thing that could very easily have been rumor that has just made its way into myth. I think the most realistic story...
Myth that made its way into truth.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I mean, is that...
Yes.
It's this kind of strange combination of some kind of medical disorder, potentially whatever your disorder you're talking about, potentially the damage to the amygdala.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, he's fine, he's cognizant, it's all good. But like, what, fuck, people just didn't know what was not like cognizant back then.
Whatever, he ain't a kid, it's fine. Who hasn't wanted to?
Yeah.
He's just doing what we all want.
Everybody wants to chomp down a child. That's cool.
Yeah. I think it's completely a medical thing, but I think there's about maybe like four or five different medical conditions.
Yeah. I think
Do you have any medication?
No, not really.
Because that might explain the sulfur.
Tobacco pills.
No. I was going to say that might explain the sulfur smell. Yeah. If he's having medication that might affect his son, kind of stuff.
What I think is very strange
soft
is...
Soft hair, though.
Soft hair.
What's
and the,
that about?
That's a dumb description.
Soft hair.
No, soft hair is it's a medical side effect. Really thin hair is a thing that happens. I couldn't tell you from what disorders, but it's a thing. I think also the fact that he smelt more after he ate is disturbing, and I just don't have an explanation.
That's why I think there's something wrong with the body's digestive system completely, because clearly he's not...
What if he was just farting?
Because clearly he's not absorbing any of the things he's eating if he's passing it or whatever, and he's not gaining weight or whatever, and then it's just it's breaking it down to something.
What? Okay. So piggybacking off what I said and what Zamet said.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Which of the many
things? What takes the longest for your body to create? Piss, fart, shit. What takes the shortest, actually? Does your body make farts very quick? I'm honestly asking.
I don't know.
No.
I'd say because sweat.
Because if your body makes farts the fastest, mouth to fart, maybe farting.
Breath.
Yeah.
Drinking alcohol comes out in your breath real quick. So
I guess. His breath is never described as pleasant.
Yeah. So, maybe the vapor stuff is...
If his body's like just trying to get rid of this shit quick, maybe it is actually just farting.
Maybe. I mean, could be. But how do you explain the visible vapor rising off his body?
Do I need to say more? But no, like, if his body isn't processing it or processing it differently.
But see, we're all imagining that he's eating rocks, but that was only a parlor trick. Yeah, they also would give him a full course meal.
I'm not imagining. Yeah. I'm like, you don't fart rocks. Of course you fart food.
But I don't know the science behind farting.
Yeah.
But I
message us in at Joel Dusha.
Yeah, got him.
.com.
Douche13, I think it is.
Yes. I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. But I mean, it's potential, but I feel like the descriptions
are... I feel like I want like a Dr. House-esque kind of whiteboard.
Yeah, so that we can write down the different symptoms and come up with an explanation.
Come on, Hollywood, make a house, but for the old times.
Yeah, make a terrier house.
He's already doing the house character, but a cop now.
Yeah?
It's called Chase or something like that. He's playing literally the same character, but now he's a cop.
Is he American accent as well?
I think so, yeah.
Hero.
Good on him. But yes, I don't think we'll ever really know what Terrell was suffering from. I think a lot of it's exaggeration, although some of it you're like the medical, like you'd be able to see his stomach through his throat. That seems like the kind of thing that could easily be disproven if it was true. Like, you know what I mean? If that's not how it worked, people could be like, well, no. But it's the kind of thing that still
where's he buried? What's your autopsying him? If you like open up someone's thing, maybe.
Where's he buried? Was they look down the mouth?
Where's yeah, no, like if you're propping him up, like with
no, buried. I'm not sure.
Can we dig up his bones?
See if they're man bones and or see snake if they're man
or snake man
all his
bones.
Bones are tiny snakes.
Got him.
Snake yeah. DNA. That's what it was all along. Fell into the batch. What?
But until another person pops up with a similar condition to Terrera, and I think it's very interesting that other than those two guys, there's not really been anybody that has.
Yeah, and this is why it's kind of weird. At the same time, these two people happened, and if it's not a mystical comet,
yeah,
could just be lies.
Yeah, well, definitely. One of the, like, again, people were very prone to exaggeration back then. And you see a guy that eats a whole eel, because that's a definite thing that happened. That's one of the, like, in the medical, this is what we did to Tre. You see a guy that eats a whole eel.
1800s, yeah?
Yes. You could just. Witch.
No. Have you heard the story about the woman that birthed live rabbits?
Yes, I have.
And basically, what she was doing, she was just shoving rabbits up her clacker and just shoving them out again. And she fooled several doctors.
That also came down to the fact that the stupid, prudish birthing, like medical laws back
wouldn't
in the day,
look at
they
weren't.
They just wouldn't look at the vagina. But only a man could do it, which is just like, you're just shooting yourselves in the foot, doctors. But people, there were enough people that were observing this that we can assume that some of the he did eat a lot of ridiculous things.
Yeah, right.
But I think if you saw a man eat a live eel and then you maybe saw a little bit of blood go missing, you'd be like, Tere. Probably Tere did it. Or
he might have been blamed for a lot of things.
A rumor that spread as well.
Yeah, that's true. There might not even been a kid.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the kind of thing where we're just never going to find out.
Because if you're like, hey, Tere ate a kid, that's good for publicity.
Yeah.
I'd see that guy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go to that hospital.
No.
Bad security, you can tell.
Yeah.
So, we'll never know. And I guess my ultimate explanation for Tere is a combination of a medical disorder and rumor. I would say.
I'm much as I would love Snake Man or deal with Satan or his many minions. Yeah. It's a medical condition and a lot of misinformation and rumors and bullshit.
But I guess at the end of the day, it is a medical condition that we've never seen replicated.
Except for
that one guy, but within the last century,
yeah,
it's not happened again.
Which is strange.
Very mysterious.
Was him and the other guy related in any way, shape, or
form? Well, my theory regarding them, sorry, this is something I meant to say ages ago, is that it's the same guy. And that the rumor is that, well, you've got this one guy, Tere, in your battalion, whatever, and you're like, hey, he's eating all of these things. That rumor spreads. Oh. Somebody's like, oh, it was this other guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we had this guy in our battalion that
he
was this. And
it,
so,
like, it's the same fucking guy.
Yeah, you end up with the same person with the same problem. Because otherwise, the chances of this medical condition that has not appeared for the last century just happened twice, unless your Nibiru comet theory is right. it's too much of a coincidence to buy. I've always thought that they must have been just the same dude. Yeah.
I think that's probably more likely than not.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel.
Get spooked, America. And if you've got any theories as to what was wrong with Terrea, tweet us in at SanspenceRadio or SanspenceRadio@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. Or I'm personally at AllDogsAreDead.
At RetroArchetype.
And I'm at GoddammitZammit.
Who knows what was happening with Terrea? And if you know a little bit more that I got wrong, feel free to say it.
No.
Get spooked, America. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.